mayor finally this morning.
Yep.
He very much believes that still tomorrow would be the, as he says, most wonderful thing could happen, and that you will not be disappointed, and so forth and so on.
All right.
And I told him, anyway, we talked about whether we could communicate and that would be satisfactory. He said it would be. He said, of course, I always just love to talk to the president. And but says you and I can be able to relay messages. But he told me again this morning. He says of course you know I'm 100% for the president. I just told him yesterday. You had told me that, how much I appreciate it, the president did, and so forth.
The whole question, though, is anybody else that way, or will they be, or could they be, or so forth? And I would gather that that would be a long time before you 1500. The way it looks to me from television, the way NBC and all of them playing it, is that they're dragging to try to force Teddy Kennedy on them, and if Humphrey falters, that's what they're going to try to do.
Yes, sir. There's no question about it, that there is a definite move on for Teddy. The New York delegation was to caucus at 11 o'clock. They postponed it a couple of hours. Arthur Krim just called. Said that Sorensen was going to put out a statement that if Humphrey falters on the first ballot, the indications are that California and New York are pretty well all would be for Kennedy on the second ballot. That's pretty well everywhere. I mean, the rumors is everywhere. I don't think there's any question that if it was the question is, do we go if the president was ever available? I don't care against who, Teddy Kennedy or whatnot. The president's in good shape.
Well, I don't think we know that. Now, that's what we need to know, and I don't think you can speak specifically and count faces. I don't think you can. Now, I think you talk of generalities of 500 or 600 missile. Well, we don't know what Arkansas will do. We don't know what Missouri will do. And we really don't know what Louisiana will do under those circumstances. And unless somebody says to them, now this is Teddy Kennedy's going to open up here and this may bring the president in, what happens here? What would you do until you talk to 50 people? I don't think you know, and unless they know what they'll do. I think that is the weak part of it. I think it's just a general statement that we're there, Teddy Kennedy otherwise. I just don't think we can know that. And I think it's fine for Daly to say he's for me, but we just say how many votes Illinois will be for if this alternative appeared, and how many in Pennsylvania, and how many in Ohio, and how many in California. I don't imagine many. How many in Oregon? How many in Washington? How many in Idaho? I just don't know that.
All right, sir.
And I don't know who does know it. And I just believe it is pure idle speculation and hope. And I think that that's something that they got to know. Now, they say that the Johnson boomlet suggested by just Texas, you see, if Daly is suggested, or if Pennsylvania is suggested, this might happen, and several delegates are saying it, that would be different. But they say Texas suggested, and Texas withdrew it, so it's just malnutrition. And I think the worst thing in the world could happen is to get your name back in it and then get it bumbled and beat. And I think you got to say that to Daly. Just say that the president can't afford it. If you want him to reconsider, you have to show him that somebody wants him to reconsider. And who is it? How many? And where are they? He can't do it on air. He can't do it on hope. But where is it? Now, my judgment is that you're going to have to make a decision of McGovern or McCarthy or Humphrey or Kennedy. My judgment is that they're trying to get this. McGovern and McCarthy both will make a deal with Kennedy. And when the three of them can put their little group together, they will do it. Now, I think that by that time, you may have a bunch of bandwagon and a lot of network play. I see Sandy Van Oker, one name on there. Only one person I have in mind, that's Edward Kennedy. And I see that the others, Cronkite's Foop, saying the same thing. So I think you have to see really what he has and where he has them. And then be sure that there are enough people there that can, on the first ballot, go for Humphrey. But you have to get Humphrey. He's weaseling on the platform. Now, he won't stop the bombing. And we've argued all morning with Hale Boggs, who's trying to represent him. And we told him that we'd say stop the bombing when this action would not endanger the lives of troops in the field and would take into account a positive response from Hanoi. Now, he doesn't want to do that, so he says it's going to go down to the platform committee. It's going to be 30 and 30 and 30. 30 for my position, 30 for Humphrey's, and 30 for Kennedy's. Now, I don't think I'll have 30. I don't know who I'll have. But Cecil Burney ought to know on that platform committee. And Larry Temple ought to read him this language. And he ought to know, though, one thing that we had the day that we gave to John. I've never heard from it. General Abrams said two things. One, in reply to my question last Friday, that if we stopped the bombing, it would increase their capabilities several fold. In other words, they can come from Hanoi and Haiphong right down to the 20th, 19th, 18th, 17th parallel, day and night, without just coming at night as they have to now, because we bomb them in the daytime. And they could just come 60 miles an hour. And he says they could increase their power at the DMZ fivefold if we stopped the bombing. In other words, they could get right in front of the White House. We couldn't stop them out in Maryland or out at the 15th Street Bridge or anything. They'd come right on, right up to it if we stopped it. They would increase their capabilities fivefold. That's first. Second, he said if they did that, he'd have to withdraw his Marines from the I Corps, move them back, retreat. Now, I'm not going to agree to stop the bombing under those circumstances. I will stop it if they agree not to endanger those men. In other words, if they won't come down to the DMZ. Or I'll stop it if they'll get some response where they won't hit them. But I'm just not going to stop it unconditionally like I did March 31st in Hanoi, because Hanoi is way up in the north. And I'm fighting them here in Texas, and I may stop it in New York, but I'm not going to stop it in Oklahoma. Now, Humphrey is insisting that that be done. If we can ever get Humphrey, just say that he'll stop the bombing when this action does not endanger the troops. And he has a positive response from Hanoi. When's the key word? Then they all ought to go for him and put him over as much as he can, whether they can elect him or not. Because if you don't, you're going to wind up this 36-year-old kid and everybody jacking off. And you'll have a few more years of that and more problems. And I think that's what John's got to see and think about it and got to talk to the leaders. And the strange thing to me is that we hear nothing from people like Hughes and really nothing from Tate and nothing from Barr. Barr was going to say I'd make some interviews, and they never come out. Nothing from Dempsey. And we just don't have any friends speaking up there, either on our position in the war or on our position politically. Now, if we had them, I believe they'd speak up. The Kennedy people speak up. Hell, they've got old Salinger and Sorensen and Dick Goodwin, and they're just in there every day. But our people are not doing it. So I think that we have to decide the horse we've got is Humphrey, or no horse at all. And I think if you had a horse, we could look at it. I don't think we would. I don't know what we'd do. But it would be, but you haven't, as near as I can see, there's no 1,600, which you've got to have when you start. And I don't think that Mississippi and Georgia are both thrown out of there. They're not going to get them. How many votes is McCarthy going to get in Texas and McGovern when they're released?
Well, in our caucus last night, everyone was asked to stand up at what for Connally on the first ballot. And of course, there weren't any. They're all for him. And I looked around the room, and I can't see a McCarthy vote.
Well, you know,
White of Lufkin may be one, but I doubt that. I've not talked to Benton, I will, but I know him well.
Well, they tell me that there are a bunch of McCarthy people on there from Houston, and the caucuses they won.
Well, he may get two or three, but that would be all.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
Just not go get them.
Now, who else outside of the South is friendly to us? Assuming Daley is, it looks like to me his goddamn attorney general's making an ass of himself. The fella that he said he's gonna stick up for me all the way for the Senate.
That's right, he sure is. Daley said not to worry about that at all, so don't pay attention to him.
Why?
He said the delegation's fine. No, said it'll be all right. Of course, the mayor still thinks, or maybe he's hoped it more than anything else, that you'll come back. That'll give him a platform that to talk for you what you have done as president and so forth. And that this will pull many of these people that are running off harem scarem everywhere back in. Of course, you've got people like Daley that are professionals that I don't think personally will ever come out and say that I think he ought to be here unless he knows you would be here if the votes were here. Then you've got a bunch of people that come to a convention just the only time every 4 years they get any recognition. So they're running around everywhere. Now, John and I went over last night, state by state, what we think would be the minimum. And I put the low figures down many times when he said it would be more. We did not take any votes in Iowa, in Massachusetts, in Michigan, in Minnesota, in Oregon, in Montana, nor any in Vermont. And when we got to a state like Oklahoma, where Bill Kerr has told me that if you were in it, and if Humphrey was in it, Teddy Kennedy was in it, McGovern and McCarthy, if everybody was in it, that he would have a minimum of 35 out of 41, or we just put it 30. We just took the low side on everything. We didn't take any votes out of South Dakota anyway, and when we got through, come with 1253. I think those are yours. I don't care whose name is in nomination.
Well, and where do you get in California and New York? What do you do then?
All right, in California, we took 10. In New York, we took 30. 30 out of 190.
What'd you do in Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania, we took 100 out of 130.
How do you base those? Who tells you that?
Your delegates, they ran as your delegates. In fact, you had 118 votes out of Pennsylvania. They put the ticket together. The slates were all selected prior to March 31st.
Ohio?
In Ohio, we took 75 out of 115.
I assume you take nothing in New England.
Sir?
I assume you give us nothing in New England. Rhode Island.
We took some.
You're not going to get any in New England against Teddy Kennedy. Might get some in Connecticut.
Took 32 out of 44 in Connecticut. That's what the chairman said.
Well, you ought to go over those with Daley and let them see them and see where the rest come from and talk that. The odds are, if you don't have these demonstrations in terrible shape, that we would leave here early in the morning if he could give us the party that he says and get the people in and keep the demonstrators out. And come in there and go close to the amphitheaters we could. Ms. Johnson would go to the lunch. I would work on my speech in the afternoon, see him and see Humphrey probably. Make the speech tomorrow night and leave tomorrow night and let them do what they want to. But if this platform goes against us, I've got to say.